6 people to death at a shopping centre near Bondi Beach on Saturday before he was shot dead by police. Officers are investigating whether he was intentionally targeting women. 5 of his victims were female. His dad, Andrew, admits that's a possibility.
He wanted a girlfriend and he's got no social skills. He was frustrated out of his brain. There's something physically wrong besides mentally wrong with my son before he died.
Meanwhile, a police operation is underway in Sydney after several people, including a bishop, were injured in an attack during a church service. It happened in the western suburb of Wakeley. Donald Trump's arrived at court in New York, where he's about to become the first former US president ever to go on criminal trial. He's accused of altering business records to cover up a £104,000 payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels during his 2016 election campaign. Mr. Trump claims it's simply a political attack by the current president.
This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. This is an assault on our country.
Israel's war cabinet is meeting to consider how it will respond to Iran's launching of hundreds of drones and missiles on Saturday. Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron's urging the Israelis not to escalate the conflict with Iran. The FBI has reportedly launched an investigation into the collapse of a major bridge in Baltimore. 6 construction workers died when a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. And strong winds are sweeping across most of England, Wales and Northern Ireland. The Met Office has a yellow warning in place until 10 o'clock tonight. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks, Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening and for time tonight, showers will continue for many of us. It's going to be heavy in places as well. In the early hours, it's going to turn drier with variable cloud and clear spells. Remaining breezy though, with overnight lows of 7. Now on Tuesday morning, cloud and scattered showers will be developed. Some of the showers could be heavy in the afternoon, with the off chance for the odd rumble of thunder. Clearing skies in the evening with highs of just 12.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Cheers to Scott Ross for a fab 1-3, and he will be back tomorrow, yes, at the same time. But welcome to a fresh week here on Drive. We've got great music from all the decades, chat, new polls, and some of your favourite features. So let's get started on the right note. Here's the Killers with Mr. Brightside.
And it's all
Travellers with Mr. Brightside. And if you want any requests, if it's here in the library, I'll make sure I play it for you. Radio@phoenixfm.com or, of course, on my show, socials even, at Joe Bailey Music or at Joe Bailey Music if you are on X, formerly Twitter. Now, coming up now, we have got a couple of classics for you. One from the 80s and this one, well, actually, just from the 70s, 1979. It was actually the breakthrough single for XTC, Making Plans for Nigel. Phil Collins was the studio. That's from No Jacket Required from 1985. It was number 12 as well for Phil Collins. He was one of those artists back in the day. You know, when you're a kid and you've got all these brilliant artists around and you don't appreciate them as much, do you, until you get a little bit older. And actually, Phil Collins is one of those. I can't, if I, the younger me was listening there, they'd be thinking, oh, goodness me, Joe, what have you turned into? No, but I do love a bit of Phil Collins, and that's the studio. I always used to think it was spelt with a P rather than an S as well. Don't know where that is from. Anyway, coming up after the break, we are going to have a track from Ollie Alexander. Yes, he is our Eurovision entry of this year. Actually, Eurovision is going to be taking place, I think it's the 11th of May, the same day as the last home match for West Ham United. I think that's how I remember it. Anyway, far too much information for you to absorb there. After the break, here comes Ollie Alexander with a brilliant track. It's called Dizzy. Loving it.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
There's a place where we break the line. Get a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand? Take my hand.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get Neil Pratt, do you, this year? That was Ollie Alexander, of course, from Years and Years. And that, it was Dizzy, our Eurovision entrance for 2024. You can see I'm already excited. I'm already planning our day when we're going to be having a week leading up to Eurovision. I know you can't wait either. It goes back to like all the 50s stuff as well, so I do play a little bit of everything, including stuff from the 70s here as well. Kate Bush Running Up That Hill we've got coming up next. Just to let you know what R330 is, it is Home and Away. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome on board Drive. If you've got a request, you know what to do, radio@phoenixfm.com. But what we're going to do at 3:30, we have a song that was number one on this day in a certain year, not just in the UK, but in other countries as well. So I'm going to be playing two or three songs that were all number one on this day, and I just want you to let me know what the year is. You can keep it to yourself, you can let me know on my socials, or of course via email here straight to the studio in Brentwood. Anyway, as promised, it's Kate Bush Running Up That Hill. That's something I've never done, running, especially up a hill.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, well, there's delays on the M25. That's the QE2 bridge clockwise. That's actually between Junction 31 West Thurrock and Junction 1A Dartford Tunnel. Just checking for you, yeah, that you're looking at around a 25-minute travel time there. M25 anti-clockwise is delayed due to an earlier incident just after Junction 27. All lanes are open, but it's really slow. Basically, it's windy conditions everywhere, right the way across Essex and parts of East London. So reports of trees falling down on exposed roads. So do give yourself a little bit of extra time if you're travelling today. Now, let's look closer to home. In Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, and Ingrave Road towards the High Street. Chelmsford, slow traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and Army and Navy roundabout. Also slow traffic on the Banno Road towards the roundabout. Colchester, St Andrews Avenue, slow there between Colchester and Cone Causeway South. And you're looking at slow traffic London Road, eastbound, that's the A13 between Westbourne Grove and Victoria Avenue. Now on the rail, service is suspended on C2C Grays between Grays and Upminster, due to a fallen tree on the line at Ockenden. There's no service on the Greater Anglia between Southminster and Wickford, also due to a fallen tree on the line. Heading over to the Tube, there's minor delays on the Bakerloo line between Stainbridge Park and Harrow and Wilston. No service on the Central line between Leytonstone and Loughton, Hainault and Woodford, and minor delays on the rest of the line. Severe delays on the District line, keep an eye out there, all due to an earlier derailment there. No service on Northern line between Camden Town and Morden. Minor delays on the rest of the line also. Underground stations is closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. And finally, severe delays on the Piccadilly line due to problems with signals at Arnos Grove. That's it from the travel updates from me. More news in an hour. Now, coming up in a second, we've got R3 at 3:30, all with songs that were number one on this day, Home and Away. But for now, we've got Maroon 5 and Maps.
I miss the taste of the sweet life. I miss the conversation. I'm searching for a song tonight. I'm changing all of the stations.
Okay, so we've got Home and Away and Away and Away. I might even have four or five. I'm not even sure how many I've got here, but they are all songs that were number one on this day, the 15th of April, but which year? Now, we're going to kick off, as we always do, really, with the UK. We're then heading over to the US with their number one. We've even got a track coming up from Canada as well that ended up winning an Ivor Novello Award in this year. But again, what is the year?
Am I only dreaming?
to Find None Cannibals was number one on this day in the US, only actually made number five in the UK charts, even though, of course, they were an English band. Right, now, we are going over to the Ivan Novello award-winning song of this year. Is Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years, but do you know what the year is? We've got Madonna coming up soon as well. was such a great song. Well, it still is, isn't it? I've just played it. Yes, Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years. And we are going to have a brilliant track as well coming up in a second, just after a break. It's Madonna's seventh number one single. That was the one in the US charts, and it was the sixth in the UK. But this was number one on this day in Australia. So we've already had Australia's number one. We've also had, obviously, Canada's number one, just heard there. The Fine Young Cannibal, She Drives Me Crazy, was number one in the US. And we kicked it all off with the Bangles with Eternal Flame. Have you got the year right? I'll let you know after the break.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Stage fright. Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Everyone must stand up.
also number one on this day, the 15th of February, in Germany, was David Hasselhoff, even. Yes, the Knight Rider himself. What was his name in... Oh, Michael Knight, wasn't it? That's it. Yeah, Looking for Freedom was the song as well. Actually released in 1978 with a German singer-songwriter, but made it to number one back in this year of... Yes, did you get it right? I think I would have got that a year or so out, I think. It was actually 1989. Brilliant year, that one. Right, now, you just heard Madonna, Like a Prayer, and it's a special national day. Now, you know I like to, if you're a regular listener. If you're not, welcome aboard, like I said earlier. But I do like to let you know what the national day is, or the world day. And today, it's a very special one, I think. The main part of a pencil that I always used when I was at school, as I always needed kind of to do a complete restart of majority things that I'd done. But it's actually hashtag National Rubber Eraser Day. And I always say the hashtag because I know you don't believe me when I come up with these things. But go and hashtag it. It is actually a thing. Right, so in the 1700s, people used such things as like wax and even bread to correct their mistakes back in the day. But in 1770, it all started to change because a clever engineer from England as well made the proper rubber as kind of, you know, it's now. Obviously, it's evolved over the years as well. But there's actually a mindfulness exercise as well, where if you've got a pencil at the end of your, you know, like rubber at the end of pencil, so you write some marks and then you just literally focus on the eraser of it and the motion of it, right? So apparently it really does help to reduce stress. So not even National Rubber Eraser Day, it's a useful thing for everybody even nowadays, but it also helps reduce stress. Now, so our four at 4:30 are all going to be songs with kind of do-overs or rewinding or a brand new day essentially as well, just as we have here on Drive. And thankfully, I thought, oh, there's only one song that I can really kind of play. Erasure with Sometimes.
Sometimes the truth is harder than the pain inside.
when I was very young, I was actually too young, I was very naughty, I was actually collecting, I was allowed to, I was getting paid for it, and I was doing some bar work. Well, I was just collecting, what was I called? Pot Girl, that was what it was, where you collect the glasses. And Andy Bell used to go to a club in Mile End back in the day. There you go, again, far too much information. So let's have a look at, see what we've got coming up tonight. You've got Andy Gardner's got a guest in tonight, a London artist, Luce Rushton, be playing live in the studio. So if you like all indie, you're going to love Luce, just as I do. But still on our show today, we have got a 4 at 4:30 coming up in the next hour. We've got the Name That TV theme tune. Yes, it's back for the first time in 2024. And we're about a new drink as well that may be horrifying to some of you. And what I'm going to take you up to the top of the news with is the Guess the Intro. I'll be playing this track out right at the end of the show. See you back here after 4.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.